This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, well, I'll tell you the truth, we've had a bunch of people lined up, and a lot of the people, ninth inning, have other commitments. So we're waiting on Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book, who's out in California right now as we speak. And he may be joining us in this hour of the broadcast, or he may not. If he's not going to be joining us, I've got all kinds of automotive news to tell you about, and we're going to play some trivia, something that we don't do enough of here on the broadcast. Coming up in hour number two, he's a regular contributor to the show, an expert in the realm of old cars. That's why he created the oldcarguys.com. Mr. Don Jones, the CEO and founder of that company, will be with us. Also coming up in hour number two, very interesting gentleman. He'll be joining us live from Hawaii, where he's probably riding around in his early 2000 or so Ford T-Bird. I know he's got one of the J. Mays designed T-Birds that came out in the late 90s and were around in the early 2000s. And this gentleman was the original motorsports reporter for this show many, many years ago, Bill Maloney. He's a lifelong journalist, and he's written a book, which is a really cool book about his life in the advertising business and his life in Chicago. And he currently hosts a motorsports radio program, which is heard locally in Hawaii and around the world via the Armed Forces Radio Network. And he, up until recently, had been doing a television show. And, you know, this guy is up there in age, so it's great to hear that Bill Maloney is still doing stuff. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is. It's toll-free, so feel free, as my friend from the Talk America Radio Networks, and now, like myself, with a GCN, Mort White likes to use that expression, so I borrowed that one from Mort. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can reach me via the email anytime throughout the broadcast or 24/7. And that's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. That should be working. If for some reason you get a bounce back, try Bob at BobLongRadio.com. One way or the other, I'll get your email, and you feel free to participate in contests. If you're listening to us in archive form, podcast form, on-demand form, all of those things are available at GCNlive.com. We'll throw out a trivia question here from the 1970s. To me, it's an easy one, but for you, it might be a little bit more difficult. Which automaker gave us the vehicle called the Volare? Who made the Volare? Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, the correct answer, is going to pick up on a cool prize courtesy of Warren Tracy. He's the owner and founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage, which is arguably the number one place to go on the web for car, guy, girl, gifts, motorcycle, car, motorcycle guy, girl gifts, and he's got food, he's got furniture, he's got clothing, he's got stuff for your vehicles. He's got all kinds of cool stuff. Jay Leno's a big fan of Warren, and matter of fact, has appeared in a number of Warren's promotional videos. So you're going to get something cool. So once again, the question is, who made the Volare? And already getting a couple of emails in here. Meanwhile, I'll tell you about some of the stories that have been making headlines in the automotive world over the last week or so. Well, the August sales figures are in, and it was kind of a mixed month. Some would say dismal, but I would not say dismal, but it was a little bit tough. It's been a very robust year in sales, but overall sales fell 3.5% compared to a year ago. General Motors, Ford, and Toyota and Nissan all took hits of more than 5% per month, but the Japanese automakers expect to post some significant turnaround numbers for the month of September. As usual, utility vehicles and trucks sold in big numbers, with the F-150, Chevrolet Silverado, and GMC Sierra being notable exceptions for automakers, while passenger cars continued to long slide out of favor. At least it seems that way with the car buying public. It's funny how this country has become very much a truck country. I said the last time I had a guest on the program, we were talking about automotive sales. You know, I remember growing up around a Ford dealership in Massachusetts, and back in my day, when I was growing up, 60s, 70s, 80s, Ford was a full-line automaker. They still are today. But when you would go to the dealership, you know, you would see, you know, an equal amount of Mustangs, and, you know, depending on what era you were at the dealership, let's say 70s, you know, they had the Pinto, of course, and the Maverick, and Thunderbird, and the LTD, and of course they had vans, and they had the F-150, but it was spread across a wide range of vehicles. Today, when you pull into most Ford dealerships, the lot is just dominated by F-150s. Of course, it is the best-selling vehicle, and has been for more than 20 years, so I don't blame the dealers for stocking it up with F-150s. And I asked one of my journalist friends about the configurations, the possibilities with the F-150. I mean, there is crew cab, and there's extended bed, and there's this, that, and the other thing. There's all different variants of trim, and then you get into engines and all that. And was Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com, who was on this very same show 1 week ago today, and he said that his team figured out there were about 5,000 different combinations that you could do with an F-150. And we're not even talking super duties or heavy duties, just the regular F-150. I mean, just come to think of it, I mean, when I was growing up, you didn't see a truck as a family vehicle. But nowadays, trucks have become so luxury-laden and luxurious, there are some families out there that have these expensive pickup trucks, and perhaps the dad uses it during the week for his line of work, or perhaps he just likes the feel of a truck. Then on the weekends, it becomes the family vehicle, and that was something that was unheard of back in the 1970s, absolutely unheard of. Trucks were meant for tradesmen and workmen. What do you think? Would you like to see more people buying cars, or is this a trend we're going to continue to see more truck sales, more crossover sales, less car sales? And don't forget the trivia question, who made the Volare? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call IVC Filter Help now at 800-219-0990. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you. You pay no fees unless we make a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to make a claim, so call today for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Help now at 800-219-0990. 800-219-0990. That's 800-219-0990.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
That would be I. Hello, everybody. It's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this great radio station, or if you happen to be joining us online at GCNlive.com, welcome. It's a tough weekend for booking guests. Some weekends just fall right into place, and other weekends you get last-minute cancellations, and that's one of the cancellations for this hour is a gentleman who is on a plane, and he's got Wi-Fi on the plane, so he sent me an email saying, you know, we're not going to be landing on time. We've got to divert because of weather, and so I can't do the interview at the appropriate time. So that's perfectly understandable, and of course, in today's world, so many people do end up working 7 days a week, so lots of folks, if they have the day off, they want the day off. So I respect that and understand that completely. I've got a question for you. So far, we've had guesses, a lot of foreign car guesses. Toyota never made the Velare. Let me tell you that. Kia wasn't even sold in the United States during the decade of the 1970s. Isuzu, there's another one that we didn't see in... Maybe in truck form, maybe, but I don't think so. I don't think we saw, well, what was that guy that they used to have, Joe Isuzu? Remember that guy on the TV? Yeah, it was a big advertising campaign for a long time, but they kind of had their peak in the 90s, early 2000s. They're pretty much off the radar screen right now. Mitsubishi, there's another one. You know, it's a huge company that makes all kinds of stuff. It's like Hyundai, the Korean company. In addition to making cars, they make appliances and everything else. But neither one of those were players during the 1970s. Come on, folks. Think 1970s here for me. Who made the Velare? Whoever comes up with the answer to the question, I've got burning in my hand here. Something free for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And you can look that up and check out all the goodies. All I need is your name and your address and perhaps the make, model, and year of your vehicle. I send it off to the owner, and the owner decides what he feels like giving away. Sometimes he gives away really big prizes, sometimes more modest prizes, but you're guaranteed to be getting a prize. So we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. I was also ranting a little bit about, I have a lot of things to rant about, actually. I was ranting a little bit about America's switch to trucks and the overall switch towards sport utility vehicles and now crossovers. And one of the hottest markets for crossovers, and if you don't know what a crossover is a sport utility-like vehicle, but it's not built on a truck platform. It's built on a car platform. So it's going to handle better. It's going to brake better. It's most likely going to be faster. It's going to be perhaps a little bit lower to the ground. It may be offered in both front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive capability. And it's the kind of thing that seems to have really, you know, kind of rung the bell of a lot of consumers. The first one was actually the Lexus RX, which came out in the year, I'd say 1998 or 1999. That was really the first crossover vehicle. Now there are dozens and very many different variants thereof. And speaking of that, I noticed that you know, more and more folks are getting into this fray and getting into kind of niche areas, which I find quite fascinating. And actually, I enjoy the folks at Infiniti have a great new small crossover vehicle, and it definitely is more car-like than SUV-like. You got to check that one out. Mercedes-Benz kind of had a jump on everybody with their vehicle last year called the GLA. They did this ahead of a lot of folks. BMW also with their X1 an X3. It used to be just the X5. That was the sport utility from BMW. Now you've got different sizes, small X1, a little bit bigger X3, and then you've got X5. Yeah, Audi, too, has got the same thing. They got even bigger ones. But what do you think about this switch? Is this just a temporary fad? I mean, for many years, lots of people said, you know, sport utility vehicles were the flavor of the moment, and that's why, you know, so many people bought them because everybody was buying them. So it was the in thing to do, buy a sport utility vehicle, even though 90%+ of folks who own a sport utility vehicle never take it off-road. I mean, you might drive it in snow, and that can come in quite handy, but you're not climbing rocks. You know, the folks that are really serious about going off-road generally go for Jeeps or Range Rovers, Land Rovers, if you've got the wallet for that. They're the best in the business when it comes to doing really crazy things, to be honest with you, climbing walls and going over streams. Just remarkable technology. And I've been on a number of events by both manufacturers, and they will do that to the journalists. They will make sure, let's say Jeep, for example. Jeep has a designation for their vehicles which are good enough to take off-road. It's called trail rated. So if you're, you know, nowadays there are some smaller Jeeps like the Cherokee and the Renegade. And, you know, for people who are just going to drive them in the city and never take them off the road, but you still want to own a Jeep, you know, you'll need the trail rated version. You don't need, you know, the ground clearance and the skid plates and you know, all the other stuff that goes along with off-roading. But if you want it, you can get it in every single one of the Jeep models. They have Trailhawk editions of both the smallest Jeep as well as the Jeep Cherokee, which has done extremely well. Even the Grand Cherokee, which, by the way, is the best. Oh, I shouldn't say best. Let's rephrase that. The most awarded sport utility vehicle in history. This vehicle has won more awards than any other sport utility vehicle, and no wonder, it's a great, great vehicle. But they'll have a special trail version of that, a couple of different ones, but the real serious one is also called the Trailhawk. But most people never take these vehicles off the road. We're going to be seeing some new variants of various different sport utility vehicles and crossovers upcoming at some of the auto shows. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about some of these new models that are going to be hitting, and we're going to talk about Cadillac maybe changing their look. Can you believe that? The edgy look that Cadillac has become known for, the art and science look, are they done with that? You'll find out on the other side as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and around the world at GCN Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Got a trivia question out there for you. Who made the Volare back in the 1970s? Hello to everybody listening in Arcadia, Florida, on WFLN, 1480 on your AM dial. Thanks so much for broadcasting our show live. Also, the folks listening in Sarasota, where we're on a number of different frequencies, including WSRQ at 1220 on your AM dial, as well as 106.9 FM and 98.9 FM. Everybody listening in Atlanta on the 50,000-watt powerhouse run by the great Jeff Davis, WCFO Country, thank you for being here. Also, everybody in Ames, Iowa, I got a story for you guys coming up in a moment at 1430 on the dial. Great to have you on board. Elgin, Illinois, WRMN, 1410 on the dial. Thank you guys for being here. Paducah, Kentucky at 7:50 a.m. We're live right now as we speak, so if you want to call in, please do so right now. It's a toll-free at 855-660-4261. Going to keep this out here just a tad bit longer about which auto manufacturer gave us the Volare. Again, 1970s. Here's some more cars that are definitely or not sold in this country during the 1970s. The Asian manufacturers, some of them came into this country, Toyota, Honda, etc., but very, very small numbers in the beginning. Nothing like they are today. So you got to think more red, white, and blue here. We'll give you that hint. Mercedes is set to debut in this current trend of small crossovers. Really, what appears to be in picture form, a really cool-looking vehicle. It's the GLC Coupe, and they're going to have an AMG version of it, which is wonderful. Anything that has an AMG badge for Mercedes-Benz is the best when it comes to performance. It's going to be called the AMG GLC 43, and it will have a twin-turbo V6 with 362 horsepower. Not too shabby indeed. See those numbers, AMG. They sell more AMG vehicles, Mercedes, globally in the United States than any place else on the planet. And they sell more AMG vehicles in the state of California than any other state. What are some of the other performance brands from the manufacturers? Well, BMW, of course, has got their M series of vehicles, the M3, the M4. The M6, the M5, and then they've got the Alpina versions, which are the B6 and B7, kind of bespoke, hand-built vehicles. Those are very, very rare indeed, and usually break some new ground. The last one of those I saw was at a Concours event, and they had the Alpina B6, and it utilized that flat paint that is also a trend right now, the matte finish paint. But this one had it going on in droves. Telephone 855-660-4261. Just keep it out here just a couple of more minutes, and then we'll go into some additional subjects. Let's talk about automatic transmissions for a moment. Number one, they've come a country mile. I remember growing up, you know, 3-speed automatic was pretty much it. And then the early 80s, we first saw an overdrive gear added, so that was your 4-speed automatic. Nowadays, of course, we see 5, 6, 7, 8, and upcoming a 10-speed automatic, a joint collaboration, believe it or not, between General Motors and Ford. Some people are beginning to say, you know, maybe we have enough gears. I mean, what are we going to eventually have, 20 gears? What about CVTs? You know, those are the continuously variable transmissions that artificially actually are programmed to make the driver feel as if it's a traditional car shifting gears, but it really doesn't. It's like more like a big elastic band. So that's going to be an interesting story to definitely follow. All right, we do have a winner. The winner is Chuck. Chuck is listening in. Let me get the exact station. He has told me where he is, and he is listening in New Jersey. That's right, WOBM at 1160 or WADB at 1310 AM in Brick Township, New Jersey. And Plymouth was the maker of the Volare. And, boy, they advertised that car an awful lot. And there was a Dodge variant of it as well called the Aspen. Remember that? You don't see those around. I don't think too many survived. Interestingly enough, some of these, you know, rather funky cars from the 1970s, the folks at some of the high-end insurance companies tell me they're just that. They're hot again. People want the older variants of these entities, and so they're going out and restoring some of these old vehicles like the Pacer from American Motors. I mean, who would believe that someone, you know, 25 years plus later would seek out a Pacer and restore it? But again, this is a car hobby for everybody, so don't be a stranger if that's what floats your boat. If you want yourself a nice, beautiful restored Pacer, maybe with the denim fabric. Remember they did that on Jeeps, and they did it also on the Pacer. It was a limited edition. I think a collaboration with Wrangler, the jeans people, and they actually had the little Wrangler tag embedded into the seat to make it look like it really was a pair of pants that had been made into a chair. Some of the other stories that I have found interesting, including this one, why don't I throw out another trivia question since we've got that one, Plymouth. That is correct. Plymouth, of course, is long gone, probably not to ever return again. Does that make you sad? Are you a Plymouth person out there and wish there was a new Plymouth that you could purchase if you had the means to do so? What do you think? 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a new trivia question here, and this one's going to leap more into the future. All right, what is the name of... I can make this really tough. I don't want to go too tough with it. Why don't we go somewhere in the middle? My daughter loves a lot of different a lot of kids' stuff on the TV, and so I know all the different characters and such. And it's funny how they pop into your head, but I was going to play off one of those, but let me do this instead. Why don't we throw out a trivia question about the Volkswagen Bug that starred in a couple of different movies. This was an animated bug. It actually was alive. It wasn't done in animation form in either the original nor its sequel, which didn't come out that long ago, within the last 10 years. What was the name of that famous love bug? That's what they called Blank the Love Bug. That was, I believe, the name of the original movie. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The latest trivia question and a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage is an easy one. This is a very famous movie. You know, it was originally probably geared towards kids, but I think people of all ages watch the original. And the comeback I did not see, but that was just done just a few short years ago, maybe longer than I realized. But what was the name of Blank the Love Bug? The vehicle could speak and very much interact with the kids on the show. So we have to keep an eye out for it. Meanwhile, let me tell you a little bit more about some really interesting stories, including a story about speeding. And this is why I'm one of the folks in Iowa listening on KASI. And, of course, over the years, I've been on so many different stations in Iowa, including 50,000-watt day and nighttime KXCL. I miss being on that station. But ownership and ownership change, and they're, you know, kind of running with the mainstream big-time hosts, you know. But, oh, well, what can you do? We'll have to get another one going. But let's salute a couple of more affiliates, and maybe we can get some action going here. I know you and I talked a little bit earlier today, Tom, and you were telling about your family actually Yes, so there's lots of things to talk about here on Auto World, and I'm getting a bunch of emails here, so I'm trying to double task at the moment. But so far, we don't have the answer to that as well. The art and science design, this is the edgy, crease-like design of Cadillac, reportedly may be going away. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. You know, I certainly appreciate the art and science look, but I don't find it particularly attractive. In none of the forms, they do not make the Dragon Wagon anymore, the Dodge Magnum, but the Chrysler 300, the Magnum, and the and then of course the Challenger all have 300 horsepower engines.
855-626-4261, 855-426-8855. And, of course, getting ready for dinner time. Let me reiterate that question one more time. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. That is the hotline. That is the bat line. Are you calling Mom on the bat line? Demonstration here right now as we speak inside my humble studio of the latest toy from my daughter. But, what do you expect? She's an only child. She's going to get all kinds of stuff, and she does constantly. Lots of folks are concerned about the future of performance, and when I bring that up to Kevin Young, who used to be editorial director of Motor Trend and moved on after a five-year hiatus. So he moved on to the lifeguard squad, right there at Newsom Luna Beach. So that's going to be a pickup or a letdown. I don't know what's it going to be. Trivia, which I love to play, and the trivia question is all about some vehicle, a Volkswagen automobile that was featured in a major motion picture. Not just once, but twice. They actually did a remake not that long ago. So would love for you to chime in. It was called Blank the Love Bug. Blank the Love Bug. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question will get a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. I wanted to make sure and tell everybody about an interesting survey that was done by some folks who track such things. Which states are the worst to get caught speeding in, and which states are the more forgiving states? And I said a little bit earlier in the broadcast that everybody listening in Iowa should definitely take heed to this, because this, without question, surprised me. I've been on many great radio stations in Iowa, including KASI, and for more than 20 years, KXEL, until their recent sale, and they kind of went the corporate way. But certainly appreciate all that great airtime. I find the people from Iowa to be just great, and I find the fact that that there's a lot of car building that goes on in the state of Iowa. Lots of hot rods and lots of other cool rides indeed. And I've gotten lots of pictures from you guys over the years, but Iowa indeed is ranked number one when it comes to speeding. If you get caught speeding in the state of Iowa, it's considered the worst state for speeders. This was a survey conducted by the website Wallet Hub, and it takes into consideration a number of things, including the review. review of each state's speeding laws, the penalty dollar amounts, the use of automatic cameras, and several other criteria. The worst state for speeders, Iowa. Number two on the list, tied with Missouri, was Arizona. Number four on the list is New Mexico. Number five, the state of New York. Number six, the state of Illinois. And also, number six, state of Oregon, state of Washington, state of Maryland. Moving down the list here, Colorado came in with a ranking in the low teens, followed by the District of Columbia, Indiana, Louisiana, Virginia, Alabama, and Tennessee. And then we get into some other more rural states here that don't have really that many roads. Hawaii got a 15 score on this, which is relatively low. And in addition to that, we've got Wisconsin tied with them. North Carolina is also a good place if you happen to have a lead foot, so to speak. Kentucky and Ohio and South Carolina all did very, very well. So where is the absolute best place to speed? I got to be careful because, number one, you're not supposed to drag race on the street. And number two, if you are racing, you should have the proper training and the proper equipment. So I wouldn't recommend this for just about anybody. You got to be a little bit special, a little bit wacky to want to make racing vehicles your profession. What were the best states when it comes to speeders? Are you ready for this? Texas at 30, at 50, a score of 50, which is tied with Utah, which is a very small rural-less state. So you can get away with murder there, supposedly. Michigan surprises me. I've been to Michigan many, many times for the Detroit Auto Show and for some great Concours events and some other events as well. And the one thing I always remember about the first time I ever flew was not that long ago, 1999. I pretty much stayed close to my Boston studio up until then. But since that time, I have flown hundreds of thousands of miles. That's going to do it for this hour. We really appreciate you being here and look forward to getting you back next time.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.